But he has received a lot of support from Reid and McCarthy dropping back, because they can try and get it, move the ball a little bit quicker before the numbers drop back for Collingwood.
For six-year senior player, Cameron Cloke needs to lift. He's in the centre now doing the ruck work as Casey Radio begins the final term here at Visi Park. Thrown away there now. It was Cloke second time round. His hand pass cut off. And Jared Blair for Collingwood to kick forward towards half forward now. Bad bounce there, off hands, thrown in the tackle was Keith, the big Collingwood ruckman, to ground now, emerging with a footy, running out of defence, at least trying to there on hands and knees, and all locked up in a finish. It's going to be O'Keefe, therefore, in fact, Johnson it was for the Bull Ants. Kick now, coming forward, beams, he's on the receiving end from Frost's pass inside forward 50, and he marks. 45 out, 45 degree angle.
Boys, the Bull Ants have to be careful here. They need to run out this game. They've played fairly competitively all day, but we're obviously looking for a good performance from them in the last quarter. It's unlikely they'd win. We don't want to write them off. But at the same time, it looks like at the moment it could become a bit of a rout at this rate.
As Beams improves the distance, but not the angle. His short pass finding McCaffer, barely 30 metres out. Still about a 45 degree angle, and not an easy side to kick from too, the legend stands side for a right footer. Anderson stands to the mark. You suspect that if this goal is kicked, then it's a long road to home for the Bull Ants to try and nail back the deficit, as it is now. McCaffer lining up for his first goal of the afternoon, shoots at goal, and has kicked the goal as well. So 2 minutes into the final term at Visi Park. It's Collingwood. All day long, they've kicked the first goal of terms. And they start the fourth term the same way they started the first three. They're 11-5-71, the Bull Ants, 4 goals 10-34 on Casey Radio.
That's a very good start to Collingwood in this last quarter. McCaffer getting some confidence up kicking that first goal.
Yeah, I noticed you're applauding that one through. You were quite happy with your kick.
Now, looks like the breeze has died down a little bit, so that's only going to help Collingwood in this last quarter.
And Nick, what do you think of Jackson Barham's game thus far? He tends to have floated in and out of the game a bit, but been pretty good.
So the Bull Ants in plenty of trouble. They're 37 points in arrears of the Pies, but they've got a chance to go forward this time. Allard overruns the footy. Good work by Pendlebury. He was dispossessed by a few Bull Ants. Allowed Hartlett in on the contest. Look away, Hamble went in the direction of McCorkle. Peveril, strong work with the body. He wanted the footy more. He won it. Got the handball off to Barham. Barham, good work there with Beams. Barham now with the footy, centre wing position, interchange side. Takes two bounces, now a third. Barham can take a fourth. Come in board if he wants to. Lays the handball over.
It's on here behind play, boys.
You watch the fight, I'll watch the footy, as Weaver once said. Kick now inside 50 in the direction of Frost. And Frost, very close to ground level, takes a very nice diving mark.
McCorkle, as Weaver always says. Sick of it.
As
the
I
shortest
always say,
man
Tristan.
On the ground's gone in.
The angriest man, too. Little bull ant there. Angry ant, Brent Bransgrove.
I was going to call you Wise Man Weaver. You said that famous quote, and it stuck with us in the Casey Radio commentary box.
I can't claim it, Tristan. I think Mike Williamson many years ago was the one who first came up with it.
I'll give it to you, Weaver. Quickly defuse that little scuffle on centre wing as Frost comes in, kicks from 40 metres out, and hits the woodwork. So the Pies add to their score 1 point. They're 11-6-72, leading the Bull Ants 4-10-34. On the New Hair Clinic scoreboard, this is Casey Radio's Saturday Afternoon Football.
Tristan Fernandez there, the voice. This voice, Chris Weaver, Ben Taylor, Nick Mingos and Tom Brown on comments this afternoon. A long kick down the line, down the guts of the Bull Ants. Will it work out for them here? There's going to be a holding free kick. It'll go the Bull Ants' way too. It's in a half back. They sweep it wide now towards Edwards. Been very quiet by hand. He kicks towards Truce in a half forward. He was looking for Hartless. Went with one hand. Good contest there with Pendlebury. Brings it to ground. All locked up. Will have a bounce. 35 out directly in front for the Bull Ants. Two kicks and down the guts for a side which has been indirect all afternoon. Has lacked the tall options, Nick. That was a real good piece of play.
Seems too little too late though, doesn't it?
They need a quick goal here. It was Cloak there, tapped it down to ground now. At true centre-half forward still, they lose out, then they regain it. There's going to be a free kick, however. Which way will the umpire see it for a push off the football? It will be Collingwood's way. It was Beams there who was pushed as he hand-passed by Bransgrove. And Dane Beams, his first senior VFL appearance, having played consistently at AFL level this season with a free kick, spreads it wide now for Blair, bounces, hits his knees, still caught between wing and half back here, Jared Blair, waits for McCorkle there to corral him in, to Reid now, comes in boards, cut off however, and it's Jordan Bannister in space, forward to centre wing in front of the benches now, he loads up, looking for home, Settings is at the back, he's unattended but he's not needed. because running back and taking a very strong mark with a flight of the football for the Bull Ants, who trail, it needs to be said, by 38 points. 5 minutes into the final term is Adam Hartlett.
Chris, just getting back to that scuffle for a moment, I think McCorkle actually came in a little bit high on Dane Beam, so was applying the shepherd, and Brett McCaffer was not happy with the treatment dished out to his first-year AFL player.
Fair to say, this is a massive kick for Adam Hartlett. He's been down the last couple of weeks on form. Last back against Werribee, he was down back, but this time, in a quiet game this afternoon at Visy Park, he nails a goal for the Bull Ants. They answer back. Their first goal since the 25-minute mark of the second term. They head on to 5 goals, 10-40. It's Collingwood 11-6-72. We've gone just on 6 minutes, KC Radio final term.
It's an understatement to say that they definitely needed that one. But it was a poor kick from Ben Reid. He's probably one of the worst kicks in the Collingwood side, unfortunately, Ben Reid. And they turned the footy over at a crucial time there, and Northern Bull Ants were able to capitalise with a goal.
Yeah, and full credit there to Bannister as well. His disposal was very effective, so it might be a little bit too little too late, but it was a good kick.
Well, they've got to run the game out, as Nick said earlier.
Still got plenty of time. They just need to string a few goals on end, but it's going to be the Pies out of the centre through the team Colbert. Colbert lays off the handball there to Curry. Curry was slung as he kicked it. Quite fortunate in the end, almost ended up in the arms of Barham. He's dispossessed. Meese did cleverly for the Bull Ants. Got the handball off to McCorkle. McCorkle's kick inside 50. Didn't favour anyone. In fact, the Collingwood defence managed to fend it off through Dias. Dias' kick out wide was a good one. Found Sheehan. Sheehan now to the outer side. Outer wing in front of the Sam Smorgon scoreboard to Frost. Frost up the line in the direction of Corey. Corey looks to paddle the ball in front of him. Hot on his heels was Iacobucci. Neither of them could keep it in the field of play, and the ball will be tossed in 70 metres around from the Pies' goal.
Hasn't he disappeared from the game, Nick? Adam Iacobucci.
Yeah, Adam Iacobucci.
Yeah, he's been very quiet today, the skipper, hasn't he?
So, John Funya, left foot kick around the body for the Bull Ants. No one really at home. Corey mops up nicely for the Pies. Lays off the handball now to a teammate running by in Colbert. Colbert, left foot kick inside 50, found Frost in acres of space. And Rowan, Daniel, whatever his name is, Frost, takes the mark 50 metres out from goal. Mucks up the kick, kicked in the direction of Dawes. Dawes slipped over, just about managed to find its way through the big sticks. The Bull Ants player on the last line, a little bit careless, but watched the ball trickle through for one behind. They waste no time in bringing it back to play. It was Edwards to Iacobucci. Yakabuchi's long kick up towards centre wing found Bentley. Bentley laid off the handball to his teammate there, Anderson, running by. Anderson kicked in the direction of Hartlett. It was met solidly. Ben Reid grabbed the footy for the Pies and was wrapped up strongly by Saddington of the Bull Ants.
Nick Saddington's been quiet today. Yeah, hasn't been himself. I think the whole forward structure and the hole for the Bull Ants has been very...
He's been caught from behind a few times too, Jason Saddington.
And the bounce down 75 metres out from the Bull Ants goal. Cloak got the tap, whistle off play, going to be a Collingwood free kick. Player slung after he got rid of it.
Just quickly, Nick, I don't think David Teague's thrown enough changes around this afternoon. Iacobucci, we mentioned pre-game, well, David Teague did it. He doesn't like playing on ball, but he would have been better off suited there perhaps during the middle quarters when things were lacking. And Saddington perhaps throw him down back at some stage.
Yeah, Saddington may have been a good matchup for Dawes.
Reid with the long left foot kick down the boundary line. McCarthy went back bravely. Couldn't take the mark. Picking himself up off the bottom of the pack there was Jamie Sheehan. And the umpire calls for a ball up between wing and centre-half forward for the Pies.
If something's not working, you've got to change it.
I agree. I think Iacobucci should have been moved onto the ball a bit earlier.
Good little cameo from Jamie Sheehan this afternoon. He's been at the coalface a lot of the time. Iacobucci, that man we mentioned, sweeping it back now to Edwards on the full back line. They come into the centre of the ground. They own the corridor here. Reece O'Keefe for the Bull Ants to true centre half forward. He misses another target, though. Gave Hartlett no chance. On hands and knees, the Pies, they pick up and they clear off half back now. Barham away by hands of Walker. Walker on the left in front of the Coventry position, northern side. Looking for Brian. Oh, Brian did well on the half volley to Sheehan again. Sheehan's hand pass, however, off balance, allows Cloak in. Cloak to Bentley to Trushin half forward. And now a chance of Boundy to put his side inside forward 50 over the top there of Jared Bannister. Ellard from the boundary line comes in boards. Numbers, however, with the Pies. First to it, though. Clever work. That was Hartlett. Hartlett to Jordan Bannister and into an open goal. It's touched off hands. Unfortunate there, Jordan Bannister, with his opponent left in front of him, like Superman in front of a speeding bullet. And it just took a nip off the top of the fingers, 3-for-1 behind. The Bull Ants 5-11, Collingwood 11-7, 10 minutes gone, final term.
The magnificent handball there over the top from Hartlett.
Just on coaching moves, boys, should Jordan Bannister have gone forward perhaps earlier, in maybe in the third quarter, to give them some more scoring options?
Yep.
Totally.
No, I'd go along with that.
There, Brownie.
So ball brought back into play. McCarthy in a long lead, took the grab, 55 metres out from his defensive goal.
Particularly with his brother and McCorkle already doing some good link work play. Just allow Jordan Bannister a bit of space inside forward 50.
He kicked up the line and found Tim Hunter, the Pies. He's had a good afternoon. Kicks long this time. Goldsack front position. Punched away from him by Cloak. Edwards now a chance for the Bull Ants. He's wrapped up strongly. Umpire said you had plenty of time, Jake. That's holding the ball.
Did take him on there, Edwards. I think that was the correct decision because the prior opportunity was getting rid of it at the first step, but he didn't. Decided to take the tackle on.
50 metres now. Edwards
nothing off.
Looking to remonstrate a little bit there with the umpire on the scene. McCarthy's the man with the free kick for the Pies. Hasn't been used too much today, just easing him back into competitive football. But what he's done pretty nicely. One goal in the afternoon for those Pies fans interested. Has a chance to launch one more forward foray for the Pies. He kicks in the direction of Frost. Ball was slightly too high for him. Anderson mopped up for the Bull Ants. Hospital handball found Boundy. Boundy was dispossessed. Frost took full advantage of the situation. Ran into an open goal and drilled it.
Yeah, I think the hospital handball there was from Joe Anderson. It was a bit of a hospital handball. He just had to take his time or get on the left boot and swing around. That's what resulted in the goal.
Especially, oh sorry Tristan, especially when you're 5 metres out from goal, turnovers going to be dire consequences. Keep those SMSs coming through.
Oh, definitely. You don't want to muck around with a ball when you're that close to your goal, do you? And well, I guess that far behind, you could argue, doesn't really make a difference anyway, but by any stretch of the imagination, you should never be doing that. You should always be playing to 100% of your ability.
So it's a goal the Northern Bull Ants didn't want to concede. They fall further behind. The Pies 12-6-78 leading the Bull Ants now 5-11-41 at the 12-minute mark of this final term, thanks to the New Hair Clinic.
Yeah, 12-7-79 scoreboard saying, in fact, there, Tristan. Out of the centre now. Chance again for Colbert. Goes back by hand to Corey. Off the centre square. They'll get the break again here, the Pies. Links up with Walker. Back now to Corey. Left foot kick, heading towards in between half forward and true centre half forward. Bull Ants players collide. Anderson gives away a don't argue though. His hand passes loose back into the corridor. Brian's there for it. Kicks forward and finds Frost, who drops the mark. Should have taken it. Under pressure, got his hand passed away. Good work by Boundy to run him down. To Edwards now for the Bull Ants on the last line. To Anderson, linking up now. They're a bit static, however. To Jordan Bannister, has the switch on, and he should find Gianfagna, 70 metres out from defensive goal. Runs off his line now. Hit hard by Sheen as he kicks. Good mark, though, under pressure. Taken in the corridor. That was looked like Hartlett. In fact, to Jordan Bannister, if it was Grigg to Jordan Bannister. And the kick inside forward 50 has been marked by Ellard, who marks 40 metres out, 45-degree angle.
Just going back in that passage of play, it was really set up by Boundy. It was a terrific tackle. He'd been caught out of position by the bad kick going into the Collingwood forward line, so it was a good passage of play for the Northern Bull Ants, Chris.
Yep. A couple of times they've taken risks in this final term and looked to own the corridor. Can they get their second for the term? And indeed, just a second for the half. Ellard splits the die perfectly there. And so David Ellard gets his first goal of the afternoon. And the Bull Ants, they kick on to 6-11-47. The Pies, 12-7-79. We've gone 13 and a half minutes thanks to the New Hair Clinic scoreboard on KC Radio 3SER.
Very skilled player, isn't he, David Ellard? He was almost never going to have any difficulty from there. What do you reckon, Benny? David Ellard, when he gets the ball, uses it very well, but does he get enough of it?
Yeah, well, he was very good last week, wasn't he, in their win against Werribee. Today, probably has been a little bit more quieter this afternoon.
Yeah, he's often a bit self-sacrificing, isn't he, used as a stopper role?
Yeah, a bit of a tagger. Yep, definitely there.
So umpire Tim Saunders, that time with a bit of an errant bounce. It's going to favour the Pies. Bar him out of the centre, takes a bounce, tucks the ball under his arm. Has to retreat now to Marnie. Working this cleverly, the Pies. He lays off the handball to a teammate there in Walker. Walker, left foot kick in the direction of Frost. Frost met it strongly, did very nicely. Laid off the handball to Hunt. He took a bounce. Hot on his heels is Gianfagna. Hunt's kick to the top of the goal square, marked by Chris Dawes.
Go back and kick the goal, Chris.
Don't talk through the eye of a Collingwood supporter, Ben Taylor.
No, he was going to wheel around on the left.
You were just about jumping out of your chair there, ready to applaud his efforts.
What, and you weren't?
Not really on that occasion. I was really willing to applaud the efforts of Frost and Hunt. They did all the hard work. Let's see if Dawes can cap it off. From 15 metres out, a tightish angle, but Dawes makes no mistake. The advice from Benny Taylor was flawless. It's Collingwood 13-7-85. stretching that lead. In fact, it's the largest lead of this contest. The Bull Ants languishing behind on 5:11:41 at the 15-minute mark of this final term, thanks to the New Hair Clinic on KC Radio Saturday afternoon footy.
That goal there from Chris Dawes extends Collingwood's lead. The Bull Ants will probably have to walk away from this game feeling that their start let them down, because Collingwood did get off to a better start than them. They really haven't been able to catch up.
In fact, the largest margin's been 38 points. You're right, second time it's happened today. Also happened at the four-minute mark of this term. Back in the centre now, all locked up, nice and tight. We'll have a secondary bounce. If I may go back to your point, Nick, too, about David Ellard, I guess it shows that really in the modern game, we talk about taggers, but really we're reduced to run with roles now, aren't we? You've got to win your own footy.
Well, yeah, he came to the club initially as a coming forward, so maybe it's a bit of a reinvention of the wheel.
Back out of the centre now. Collingwood win it wide once again. That was Hunt linking up well now with Barham. Under pressure to Peverell. Looping hand pass finds Barham again on centre wing. Caught with a footy. What's the umpire going to say? Holding the footy comes back to Sean Austin. Seen little of him this afternoon for the Bull Ants. Short pass is cut off mid-air. He was looking for O'Keefe, but it was Hunt cutting off the chase there. They go back to centre-half forward. Whence they came, the Pies, looking for Dawes leading up towards centre-half forward. On hands and knees, Blair, he barges his way through now. Takes the bounce, puts the afterburners on. Jared Blair pops it over the top and finds a teammate who marks 20 metres out directly in front. In Rowan, Daniel, call him whatever you want. His name is Mr. Frost.
Call him RD.
He's listed in the record as Rowan brackets Daniel Frost. He prefers Rowan. So that's what we'll go with. But he seems to change it week by week.
Frosty.
Would you say he's confused, Chris?
It's a schizophrenic type of name change, isn't it? 20 metres out, directly in front. He makes no mistake. He pops through his second goal of the afternoon. 2-3. Both of his goals coming in the final term. But for Rowan Frost, Tom, it's been a good game. He's pushed up towards half forward and created space.
He's brought himself into the game in this last quarter in particular, Chris. I think he's played quite a good game, and they're really on top now, Collingwood. It's a bit disappointing the way the Northern Bull Ants are running this game out, but we'll see how they go over the next 5 minutes or so. They need to get some form back for next week, you'd think.
So it's the Pies by 44 points at the 17.5-minute mark of this final term. Spark's gone out of this contest. Many a happy Pies fan in attendance here, and a very happy special comments man in Ben Taylor. As the ball's bounced down in the centre, Tim Saunders, that's a better effort by you, umpire. Going the Pies way once again. Beams got the handball off to Brian, who's found himself in the centre of the ground. Tumbling punt kick inside 50 in the direction of his fellow big man, Keith. He can't juggle the football. Frost on the bottom of the pack. Could have almost copped a push in the back. Jeffrey. That's umpire Jeffrey. Let's play go. And eventually calls
Tristan, just on the umpires bouncing in the centre. I inspected that patch before the game in the centre, and the Sahara doesn't have as many dunes in it as that patch. It's tough for the umpires this afternoon.
It's been a fair effort by all concerned this afternoon. The three men in orange have done a fairly good job, I have to say, this afternoon.
Been consistent.
They certainly have been, as Edwards comes off the back of that pack, lays off the handball to Morgan of the Bull Ants. His kick missed its target. Peverell now dispossessed on the outer side, but doing the roving there cleverly was Corrie. His handball was an errant one. Allowed Morgan back in on the contest. Went by hand to Grigg. Grigg now to Bransgrove. Bransgrove looked to go across the ground to Anderson. Anderson gets around his opponent there. Walker easily. Now Anderson kicked to the hot spot. Two-on-one contest. Rather, one-on-one. It was Meese against Pendlebury. Pendlebury went over his shoulder. And Meese, the big man for the Bull Ants, will go back and take a free kick. And kick for goal from 30 metres out, no real angle to speak of.
Given good run there in the middle of the ground by Anderson. We were a bit critical of him for his errant handball earlier in the quarter, but it was really good run there, and he set up what could be a good goal here for the Northern Bull Ants.
Nick, he was giving away a lot of height and weight though there, Chris Pendlebury.
Yeah, free kick on mark, whatever you like. Pendlebury was all over him, really.
So Meese, who's been one of the Bull Ants' more handy contributors on the day, makes no mistake that time. Margin back to 38 points. It's the Bull Ants 7:11:53.
That's a good
trailing the Pies 14:7:91 at the 19.5-minute mark of this final term.
That's a good mark from Meese, obviously giving away a fair bit of height to his Collingwood opponent. But he put the Dukes up, pulled the mark down, and it's Been pretty serviceable this afternoon, looking after ruck duties along with Cameron Clark.
So yeah, in absence of set time tab. I was going to say, the kick from Anderson wasn't the best because he put it to where he was when he kicked it instead of 5 metres ahead of him to run onto it.
So in reference
really
to...
Really set it up, didn't he?
That meant that Meese had to sort of check his run and the defender, Pendlebury, was able to come in and get body contact.
Back in the centre, the impressive Brian against the fairly anonymous Cloak this afternoon. It was going to be the Bullants to win it out the centre this time through Morgan. Back to Cloak now, who's starting to get a couple of touches laid on. Back with Courage. Had to go at the contest there, and did so was Chris Johnson by hand. Links up with McCorkle. Back to Johnson now, to Ellard. 55 from home. He sets this one up now. Sets a task for Saddington. Saddington did well to get a fist onto it and keep it inside. Forward 50 here. Back with numbers now. Jordan Bannister went without the footy. Should have been a free kick there, but Peverell gets away with his hold, and the Pies come down the line. In space, chance for Sheehan to head back now. They can set this one up here towards just forward of wing position, where Beams marks, 70 from home. Runs off his line now, Dane Beams, inside forward 50, looking for Dawes, and Dawes is too quick on the lead for Boundy. Marks near the boundary on the paint of 50, in front of the legend stand, Chris Dawes. Man's kicked 3 goals this afternoon. Will he aim for number 4? Numbers running back inside defensive 50. He's lining up for a shot.
He's pushing up pretty hard, Chris Dawes, and his work rate's been really good today. Been very impressive.
Yep, much better than it's been in recent weeks, Chris Dawes. 13 goals for the season, looking for 14. He's pushed this one across the face. It's punched through for a rush behind. So it's Collingwood 14-8-92, the Bullants 7-11-53, 21 and a bit minutes gone. Final term, KC Radio.
Yes, yep, we're here, fellas, and the kicking from the Bullants comes out.
Benny, you don't miss a beat when it's your chance, do you, mate?
It was Johnson's kicking, went short and found Grigg. Grigg's kick went long, but chopping it off nicely was Dawes for the Pies. Looked to go inboard, found his teammate there in Barham. It's about his 10th bounce on the afternoon. Barham got a man in space inside 50. McCaffer couldn't take the mark. Laid off the handball to Beams. Beams around the body, kicks the goal.
I don't know if it was McCaffrey, if his eyes are caught in the sun there, guys, or if he just caught behind the ball. He didn't really attack it.
No.
Yep.
So didn't take it at its highest point at all.
Dane Beams, his second goal of the afternoon. The Pies 15th. They're 15-8-98, leading the Bullants 7-11-53. We've just ticked over 22 minutes in this final term on KC Radio Footy, thanks to the new hair clinic.
To our listener before who said, do the Collingwood AFL players do enough? The answer to that question, Nick?
They've been doing enough today, that's for sure. Dawes and McCarthy's played a pretty crucial role, a loose man across half back. And then obviously Dawes and McCaffrey have been up across half forward.
Numbers back have given them greater depth. In the centre though, Jordan Bannister for the Bullants. He tries to get it away by hand, knocked out of his hands the pill. Will we have another bounce? We will. Still in the centre of the ground. Collingwood 98, the Bullants 54.
We shouldn't exclude Jackson Barham either. I think he's played quite well, particularly in the second half.
And, very well.
He'll give the Collingwood senior coaches something to think about over the next few weeks, I think.
Use the ball well too, does Jackson Barham, particularly today. Now the stoppage now. Peverell clever away by hands. Here he is again. That man Barham runs to 60 around, evades the challenge of Anderson, kicks towards the top of the square, needs a mark from behind.
Brian.
And gets one too, Chris Bryan. Beating out Caleb Tiller or Jake Edwards. In fact, it's Jake Edwards there now in defence this afternoon. Caleb Tiller, boys, was off the bench during the third term. I don't know what's happened to him. Might find out from Phil after the game. We haven't seen him much in the second half. But Chris Bryan it is to line up from 15 metres out, directly in front. And he makes the goal umpire work, but still pops it through. Chris Bryan this afternoon has kicked his second goal. It's Collingwood 16 goals 8-104. The Bullants 7 goals 11-53, according to the scoreboard here. Tom Brown.
That was vintage Peverell, wasn't it? For all our Bombers listeners out there, he just broke through the tackle, Anderson's tackle, and really...
Barham, sorry.
Was it Barham?
Yeah, it was Peverell, the hand pass away to Barham there. Yeah, yeah. But it proves our point, doesn't it, about Barham's game this afternoon?
He's very quick. And he gets away from his fellow player, his opponent, he really just puts a lot of space and running forward, good kick to the hot spot, and Brian was always in the right position.
So the SMSs are flooding in. They're starting to keep you boys very busy. 0424 438 415, that number. As the kick comes forward for the Bullants, flying high was Goldsack. He couldn't take the mark for the Pies. Curry there to receive the spoils. Went backwards by hand to Walker. Walker Good kick, found Hunt. Centre wing position.
I'll keep an eye, Tristan. There's a player down behind play. Copped a whack on the head for the Bull Ants.
Hunt over the top to the man. Brownie was just talking about Peveril. That kick wasn't so good. Edwards had front position against Bryan. Did pretty well, the Bull Ants defender on that occasion. Got the handball off to Boundy. Off by hand further to Grigg. Grigg now to Morgan. Morgan now sets sail with a long bomb outside 50. Saddington will have to be good. Saddington was on the second bite of the cherry. Took a grab despite the pressure applied by two Magpies opponents. Looked to kick inboard towards Allard. Allard got the handball off to O'Keefe. O'Keefe now to Cloak. Cloak's got a man in space on that outer side in Johnson. Johnson kick inside 50. A spearing pass kick. Austin can't take the mark. Goldsack hot on his heels. He's had a quiet day at the office. Austin looks to paddle the ball in front of himself. He manages to handball out to a Bull Ants teammate in Jordan Bannister. Jordan Bannister, don't know how he threw that ball to boot, but it was effective. And he found Bentley, 45 metres out from goal.
And it looks like it's Adam Hartlett here coming off to the bench, boys. Just copped a bit of a whack across the back of the head during the last stoppage.
Anderson back on the ground for the Bull Ants.
So Bentley will kick from the arc of 50 metres out. Ball on its way. Has the journey. Just hits the woodwork, though, and through for one behind. So it's the Bull Ants 7-12-54. 50 points in arrears of the Pies. They're 16-8-104. 26 minutes gone, final term.
I'm going to look forward to the umpires waving their flags into this game because I reckon the scoreboard's got it wrong. I reckon the Bull Ants have been dubbed 1 point, as it is. In the back pocket now for the Pies. Little look-away hand pass there for Peveril. Bit too cute for Keith. They lost out in the finish. Comes back to Hadley. Hadley over the top. Looking for Saddington across his head. A little spill out for a boundary throw in. 15 around from goal.
We've had another text message come through. Nick, you've got a fan out there. John from East Bentley again wants to know why you tipped the Northern Bull Ants before the game. And why do you think the Magpies killed them? And, of course, he had a crack at me saying that your comments are incisive, not inclusive. So, sorry about that, John.
Back in play now. Out of the ruck. There's Caleb Tiller at the fall of the football. Still inside attacking 50 for the Bull Ants. They're going a long way home there. Good corralling pressure here from the Pies. And eventually they get their opponents to cough up the footy. Dice away by hand. Across now. They've eventually found Hunt at centre halfback. He's got a paddock to run into here, Tim Hunt. Takes three bounces now. Throughout the centre of the ground. Tim Hunt wheels around. Onto his right. Playing from behind though. Chris Dawes. You need to play in front there. Boundy had position and took a good mark on the last line of defence. Comes wide looking for Grigg. Grigg has to throw it on the boot. Will it cause a turnover in a one-on-one contest? Keith could have marked it. Dropped it, however. Hadley away by hand. Inside forward 50. Linking up well with Tiller. They're looking for Sean Austin here at the fall of the footy. Hands away to Saddington. Saddington around the body. And he can't get it to come back far enough. It bounces out in the opposite forward pocket in front of the construction site at the Royal Parade end. 27 and a half minutes gone. It's Collingwood by 49 points.
Just to answer the text, John, before, I'm not sure why he's singling me out. We all here tipped the Bull Ants except Benny.
Yep.
Pretty sure Fabulous Phil and Jimmy tipped Bull Ants as well.
I went for the Bull Ants.
I went for the Pies.
Ball back into play. Bannister tied up against the boundary line, slipped over, looked to get a handball back into play. No player could get an effective disposal on that occasion. Ball trickles over the boundary line.
That's true. Tommy Brown, the debutant. He can't put a foot wrong this afternoon.
He's been in sterling form as Brownie.
I did put one wrong. I backed Peveril before. I apologise to our listeners for that.
He's been a great addition to the KC radio team this afternoon. Quick kick out of the pack from a Bull Ants player. Didn't have the journey. Reed on the last line. Hit cleverly. Got the handball by hand to Sheehan. Sheehan across the face of goal. Risky kick. Found Barham.
The important thing is, though, mate, even though it was the wrong play, it was an incisive piece of analysis about a real player.
So Barham kicks short.
I was studying their hairstyles before, and they're actually, believe it or not, similar.
They're so very similar,
43 aren't they? Versus 53 and similar scones.
Hunt off to Dyes. Off to Marnie. Marnie's kick. Quite fortuitous in the end. Found Keith. Keith, quick kick inside 50. Dawes has best position against Boundy. Boundy stood tall and strong in that front position. Dawes and Boundy wrestling. Fantastic contest. Ball wrapped up. Stalemate. Umpire will be forced to bounce.
Problem with your analysis before there, Brownie, is one wearing long sleeves and the other's wearing a singlet.
Playing a similar type of game, though, at the moment. You wonder perhaps what influence Peveril's had upon a young player like Jackson Barham.
Definitely could teach him a thing or two, especially about the defensive side of your game.
Yeah.
Dying stages of this one. Just ticked over 29 minutes. Brian looked to get ball to boot. Couldn't do so. Head over the footy there for the Bull Ants was Morgan. He was dispossessed. Johnson had his head over the footy. Got the handball off to Edwards. Edwards relieves some pressure now by hand to Boundy. Boundy takes a bounce and look to relieve Further afield, kick along the line was a good one too, and found a teammate out there in Anderson. Anderson kick inboard was irrelevant because the siren sounds and marks a Pies victory. They're 16-8-104 and have defeated the Northern Bullants 7-12-54. But that remains to be confirmed. We'll wait and see if the goal umpires do wave up on that score. So a 50-point victory to the Pies.